Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling on second journey together. Today is July the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 31 to 33. It is foolishness not to trust in God alone. We read in Isaiah chapter 31 verse number 1 like this. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. In the above verse, Prophet Isaiah turns his attention to those who would advocate a pro-Egyptian alliance for the protection of Judah and announced condemnation upon them. Egypt was the greatest and most powerful empire during the days of Isaiah, and their greatest asset was their horses, chariots, and horsemen. Their horses were swift, their chariots were many, and their horsemen were strong. Together, they formed a formidable array of refuge and arsenal against the enemy. However, when God looked at his own people, the Israelites, God saw that instead of trusting in his might and strength, they were going down to Egypt for help. Their sin was trusting in Egypt's military might while refusing to seek help from God. Then God responded by announcing that he would oppose the wicked, and the Egyptians and the Judeans would experience military defeat at God's hands. In fact, Judah thought they could be delivered by the Egyptian horses, chariots, and horsemen. God is against those who go to Egypt for help, who trust in horses, chariots, and in horsemen for victory. Egypt will stumble, and Judah will fall for seeking help from flesh and blood. Egyptians are men, and their horses are flesh, in contrast to God, who is a spirit. In other words, disaster awaits those who put their confidence in human and material strength rather than in the Lord. For their part, the Egyptians were only too eager to supply their neighbors to the north with military horses and chariots. But through Isaiah, God warned his people about accepting such aid, as the horses of Egypt can never take the place of the chariots of God. From God's perspective, appealing to Egypt for military protection and help was a clear sign that his people were unwilling to trust him. Today, let us take a solemn pledge never to put our trust in humans, things, or institutions, but only put our trust in our Almighty God. Let us look to God alone for help during times of trouble, as the psalmist did, and we read that in Psalms 121. Verses 1 and 2 like this. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us put our trust and confidence in God alone during every moment of our earthly existence. We read in Psalms 20 verse 7 like this. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And finally, we read in Psalms 118 verses 8 and 9 like this. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.